Let's head to the KRDO newsline now at 5:36. We're joined by national correspondent Aaron Rial. And, you know, we're all getting used to the concept of electric vehicles, but now an all-electric commercial airline? Aaron, let's talk about this.
Yeah.
Is this really a sustainable idea moving ahead?
So in terms of airline, it's actually, just to be clear, it's just a prototype all-electric plane that took off this week from Central Washington. Just a little background on the plane itself. Its name is Alice, after Alice in Wonderland. It flew for 8 minutes. It reached a maximum altitude of 3,500 feet. It then safely landed back at the airport. And this is actually a really big deal, because if the Federal Aviation Administration eventually certifies these small airplanes to carry passengers, it could become the first all-electric commercial airplane. And this would really help to alleviate some of those short-haul flights. This is because the company says the battery technology, it allows for 1 to 2 hours of flying at about 250 nautical miles on a 30-minute charge. So this is not meant for long-haul flights, but a lot of regional short-haul flight airports and airlines are going out of business, and this could alleviate some of that strain.
Right, because it takes a lot of the costs away, it sounds like, the cost of jet fuel. But there are so many concerns. I'm thinking, you know, flying in bad weather, an electrical, I don't know, an electrical strike from a lightning strike, could it knock it out?
It's a great question. I do not know. And it seems like this is all such new technology that it's going to take a minute to, that's a good question, but, you know, airplanes get hit by lightning all the time, as they are now fuel propulsion. One would argue that, you know, you think if it has a bunch of jet fuel, that would be more dangerous, but we'll have to see how that goes. Obviously, there's zero emission planes. So it is a great question. And again, this is very, very new technology, but there has been incredible advances in electric propulsion and battery technology. And while this is the very early stages, these can climb to an altitude about 15,000 feet. And they aim for regional air travel of up to 250 miles. So the company wants to deliver these first aircrafts to customers by 2027. And they're not alone. Other big players, the old guard, Boeing, Airbus, they're also developing this green aircraft for future air travel. And we'll see how this all shakes out. But your question is very valid, as are many others that are definitely going to be need to be answered, and the safety need to be as top-notch as the current aviation safety standards are. So I'm sure that nothing will come to fruition until all of those procedures are met.
And of course, this could, you know, just be that very initial start, you know, kind of alluding it to what we saw with electric vehicles. It took decades to get from a range of, you know, say 30 miles to now 400 miles, as we're seeing in some of the production models. So it could be, you know, the same thing, where this could be the very start to what could end up changing the airline industry as a whole.
Precisely. These are the early stages. And it was just this week that it took an 8-minute flight, like baby steps here, little by little. But it's exciting, and it is brand new technology, and we will be keeping a very close eye on it, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Well, Aaron, we appreciate joining us here. Hope you have a great weekend, and I'm sure we'll talk next week.
Likewise. Have a great weekend, guys.